Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Are you leaning into God today? Are you pressing into Jesus? You've heard that song, Lean on Me. When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. I'll be there for you to lean on. So what does that really mean? It means that God is our best friend. And he's always here. And when I say press into him and lean into him, not just lean on him, imagine yourself pushing yourself into Jesus. I don't think of him as a physical human being. I still think of Jesus as a spirit being, right? So I'm pushing myself into him and then having this aura of Jesus all around me. And this morning, in prayer, I was thinking about life and where the world stands, that we're in this kind of weird spot in Lent. We just kind of started. You got more weeks on the other end than you do coming in. And what today do you want me to do, Lord? And all I did was feel this sense of press into me, lean into me, do the day with me. So if you're struggling with addictions, viceful behavior, maybe you're freaking out about the world, you're pretty anxious about the future, you might even be curious and questioning your faith, your church, maybe you're having massive relationship issues with people who don't see the world as you do. All of that is real. You could have financial issues on top of it, illnesses in your family, where all you're praying for is someone to survive. God wants you to lean in to him. Don't try to go it alone. Don't try to deal with these things yourself. So I was feeling very calm, peaceful. I had this little spark of, okay, God, whatever you want to do today. Because usually I have some calls during the day, some coaching calls smatter throughout the day. And today, I don't. I have an open calendar. And so I really want to ask the Lord, what do you want me to do today? And then guess what? My phone rang. It was my husband. It's very odd for him to call me in the morning, so I thought maybe something was wrong. I picked it up. And he said, hey, hon, I just heard a commercial. And I think you should probably work on your taxes. Like today. Get them done sooner than later. If any of you know me, you know my tax story. I do not have the charism of administration. I don't like numbers either. I'm not a detail-oriented person. So 2 years ago, when I first started my ministry, that same thing happened, right? I waited for everything. Like, I don't even keep track of stuff along the way. I just pile everything in a big folder. And then at the end of the year, I go through it all. And it is not easy. It is very frustrating. And so what happened 2 years ago, I had this angst. I mean, it was hanging over me, and I finally did it. I waited until this one day, and I said, all right, I'm going to do it. And I did. And I did it with God. So here's what happened. I was in Mass. I was busting out the door to get to my car, and the Adoration Chapel, I felt a tug. I felt God say, come visit me. I was like, Jesus, I don't have time. I've got to go do this tax stuff. You know this. Come visit me anyway. So I went in. And I thought, okay, 5, 10 minutes. And then as I sat there, my shoulders dropped from my ears. This concern about the taxes was starting to dissipate. And God kept saying, stay with me a little longer. Stay with me a little longer. So I said, okay, Jesus. And I stayed there for a little over an hour. And then I calmly walked to my car, went home, and one receipt at a time, one bank statement at a time, one credit card statement at a time, one trip at a time, I went through my taxes that day in such a state of peace, enjoying the progress and thanking God all the way through because I pressed into Him. I asked Him to help me with that task. I really pressed into Him. And He took over. He really did. It was almost as if I wasn't doing it. It was really quite cool, to be honest. I look back on that, and that is why I continue to say, why don't I invite Him into everything, especially the things I don't want to do? So I am pressing into Him more than I could even imagine, because I'm not even psyched up for this. I literally got a phone call 15 minutes ago. This wasn't what I had on my list today. This is the farthest thing on my list. I was probably going to hit this, I don't know, second, third week in March. The procrastinator that I am. But now, perhaps God was speaking through my husband. Right? Saying, I want you to do this today and press into me. Lean into me when you do. Alrighty, everyone. I hope you wear Jesus today and be that love and peace to everyone around you. Don't forget, follow me on YouTube for the small acts of love where you and I can bring God's love to the world. Yes, God, not just small little acts of love from you, but how do you tie God into it? How do you make God the focus of that love? Small little ways to evangelize. So just go out there and subscribe, click the black bell, which will give you a notification. And I hope to walk with you every single day, not just Monday through Friday on this podcast, focusing on bringing small acts of God's love to the world. And in the meantime, whatever you're dealing with, even if it's a beautiful day and you yourself are just on cloud nine, maybe you're not dealing with anything. Things are going amazing, incredible for you. That is another reason to press into Jesus as well. Thank you, Lord. Now help me be even more of a light. Much easier to be that light when things are going great. So a bigger calling for you that are having things go wonderfully, that you now need to be that positivity, that attraction to God. And you can say, I'm so grateful for all that God's done in my life, for all the blessings that we've received. Okay, I love you all. And so does God. Go be the light, share his love, have a blessed and inspired day. Take care.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.